The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Thursday, August 6th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, it's C.A. Neary, and I shall be your host for the day. Today is going to be an open line Thursday. That means we can talk about what you want to talk about. That means you can call in, you can text and say, Neary, what you think about this? I will try my best to give some commentary on it or investigate it. We'll hash it out. I know sometimes there are times you want to express yourself, and Guardian Radio is the only place you can do that. Right? So that's today's, what we're talking about today. Of course, one of the things I wish to talk about, right? I want to talk about the Bahamas in general, what we're going through. Of course, I may talk about one or two things that's trending in the news. But today is your show. But before I start all of this, all of that, I want to let you know that August 12th is soon here. So what's so spectacular about August 12th? That's the deadline to enter the Great Summer Escape Giveaway. So today is August 6th. That's six more days. So you need to focus now. It's only six more days for you to come to the Guardian in Oaksfield and drop off those application type thing. Let me read this, right? The Great Summer Escape Giveaway. You could trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need to do is have your passport, right? All you need to do is have your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian. That's easy, right? Fill out the entry form. Drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield, right? And then tune in to Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all of its social media platforms for your chances to win. That's the Guardian Media Group Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Like I said earlier, the deadline is August 12th. And then at the deadline, wait long, right? The deadline is August 12th. That means you have that morning, because they've moved the box early. I can tell you now. I've seen people come rushing in after 12 noon whilst I'm talking about, oh, we just got, no, it over. You have up to August 12th that morning, August 12th that noon to come and drop in your application, your entry form, right? And the drawing will be 2 days afterwards. Yeah. The drawing will be 2 days afterwards. And we know who win. We know who going away. And I've seen some people coming in with 40 peak clips. Take advantage. Opportunity. All this is, like they say, free. Just by dropping in your entry form. But enough of that. Open line Thursday. In Bimini, recently, a little boy, tourist, was visiting the island. And this is where I'm going to make my appeal, because I can broaden the conversation on so many levels so we can have better conversation. Once upon a time, I mentioned on this show, my show, that Bimini is a shanty town, right? I'm not talking about that. I think that Bimini needs to do some self-introspection, the people of Bimini. And by extension, now the new member of parliament, by extension, the leaders of Bimini, the descendants of Bimini, Bishop Neil Ellis and those who have means, need to come and speak to the residents of Bimini and say, we need to move forward. What we have here ain't it. It ain't it. And we will work with people in Bimini. You hear it from Vijay Edgecombe, how he grew up with the challenges. There are some people in Bimini who have some challenges, right? So not everyone have means, but the island is special. It's a unique island. It doesn't have to look like Nassau. It doesn't have to look like Spanish Wells. It does not have to look like Abaco or anything like that. But they have an opportunity to say, where we are, we're not comfortable with, and we will develop it, right? They need to get some architecture or architects down there to say, who all here are willing to restructure, redevelop their house. And then we could do whatever with those online groupings where you go and donate money. All those rich people come to Bimini, donate some money and say, we are rebuilding all the houses, right? There are one or two people we may have to put in one hotel for a while whilst we restructure the houses, but they need to develop it. And then government need to come in with their town planning and fix the roads properly. Straighten up the roads, the lighting, and make Bimini the crown jewel that it could be or should be. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm going to the story now. Little boy got by with a pit bull. Apparently, the residents being complaining to the owners of the pit bull said, your dog has escaped too much, man. That's a bad dog. Right? Right? And the owner didn't do anything about it. Didn't do anything about it. People said, man, your dog has escaped too much. And this particular pit bull bite this tourist, this little boy, 10-year-old. And I know, you know, we all know, when a pit bull clamp on you, they terrorize and they terrorize his little young body, mangling it, this pit bull. Right? And of course, the parents complain. Of course, they complain. The child has been attacked viciously, mercilessly. They found the owner of the dog, because we know who the owner of the dog, Bimini Smore, right? And the magistrate there, the man pled guilty, because, you know, he's his dog. You know, everyone knows him. He pled guilty, and he was fined, and he got a year in prison, imprisonment. It happened, all happened in a matter of days. Then, of course, it was an outcry by Nassau people, us, saying, how come there's swift justice in Bimini, but not swift justice in the Bahamas in regarding dogs that are attacking people? And they called in all kind of examples and said, perhaps because the little boy was white. Perhaps because the boy and his parents were tourists. Said, and they indicating that there is not justice for Bahamians. Right? It's most unfortunate. Right? One. Bimini have a magistrate, administrator there, where they don't have that much crime and issues. This was the biggest thing to happen to Bimini in terms of court cases in a while. That's why he's quickly done. There's no backlog. There's no backlog, right? And there was no cases before them to go. There was the only case. So it went to the court and adjudicated quickly. Next, the man pled guilty. He said, man, that's my dog. I know these people could plan to sue me. Right? I know how white people go. White Americans sue. Right? So he tried to deal with it quickly, especially, I assume, fellow Bahamians said, man, they start chastising him. I tell you what, that evil dog, that demonic dog you have there, see what happened? So he felt guilty and responsible, especially when you see how the injury the little boy had. So he pled guilty, rightly so. But there are a number of behemoths who've been attacked by dogs, and it seems like there's no punishment, adjudication for the people who own the dogs. And there are a number of critics there who said that it's racism involved, right? But it's not that. It's not that. One, in the Bahamas, we have a stray dog problem. We don't know who the dogs are. And people just feed any stray dogs. Dog hungry, you just throw down some food. You don't want to throw it in garbage because it have rats. And you say, the dog eat it, the dog eat it. And then people allow their dogs to roam around. I don't necessarily like pit bulls, me, right? Because I know the nature of the animal. I don't see how we have people breeding pit bulls in this day. In fact, there needs to be some kind of mandate that all pit bulls need to be spayed and neutered. You ain't no breeding. You have to be licensed to be breeding. You have to go through all kind of rigmarole. I think that's what we need to put some laws in place to make sure we curtail this what I call mutt pit bull. Those set who bred with pot cakes, and now they roam the street and they're vicious because they have the tendencies. But I wanted to bring that to you. There's also what I call an unwarranted attack of Kim Arno, I'm sure that's her name, Kim Arno. She's an animal rights activist, right? I think I've spoken to her once or twice about dogs, right? And I believe how a nation treats its animals, dogs particularly, and the elderly and the children is the consciousness or the morality of the nation. So I always am pleased that she speaks out on behalf of pot cakes in particular. I have a Royal Bahamian dog, which I don't particularly like, you know, but we have adopted a dog and the dog is part of our family. So I have a duty of care for that dog. And that dog will run me into some money, spaying and neutering that dog and getting a chip in that pot cake and then get checkups and all kind of stuff. And I said, I don't know if you're supposed to do this to pot cakes, right? I got to be baiting and all kind of flea treatment for a pot cake. But it's a part of the family, and I have a duty of care for the dog, even though I don't like the dog, you know, because this dog has escaped. If the first dog I see, I'm going to climb a fence to jump over the fence. So, you know, that means he's partially inside dog now, so I can make sure the community is not bothered by this royal behemoth dog. But smart, but she devious. I don't like her, right? Let's call her a word. I ain't gonna say what it's called, but it starts with B. I say, look at this dog being menacing. But going back, and there's another talk show. And I understand their concern about, and I could be racial. Some people say, Nuri, why are you always talking about race? And I said, I'm a Pan-African. This is what we do. I'm very pro-black, but I'm more pro-Bahamian than being pro-black. And I can explain that soon, too. Because I love the term Conky Joe. I embrace the term Conky Joe. I herald the term Conky Joe because it's Bahamian. And we need to celebrate Bahamian words, Bahamian themes, a Bahamian identity. That's why I call all white people Conky Joe. If you're on Conky Joe, you're foreign. Only two explanations. Either you're Conky Joe or you're foreign and you don't have no rights here. Black Bahamian, you're Conky Joe, right? So I tend to embrace terms like Elutra, yellow, red, for a reason, right? To create a Bahamian narrative that we need to be proud of, that distinguishes us from the rest of the Caribbean, that distinguishes us from the United States and Britain. Being Bahamian is important to me. And I'm trying to make sure I promote important to all Bahamians. So there are certain phrases and certain words I tend to make sure I use intentionally to make sure I promote a Bahamian narrative all the time. So you'll see me talk some what I call taboo topics in order for us to deal with certain things and also to include different types of Bahamians, right? So I have Conky Joe cousins, right? There's a lot of mix-up in the Bahamas, so I have one or two of them. Some people might call me biracial, which is kind of odd, saying, what you mean biracial? They call me Black Conky Joe. I'm Black Conky Joe because I have 3% white inside me. All 3%. That means I can't be black. I ain't biracial. I have two races inside me. I have 3% Irish blood inside me and 90%, 97% African. I'm biracial. I'm pure. Like, I'm black. I'm blackly black. I kind of off black now. Yeah. Like almost black. You know? They're like, there's milk in this black coffee. I'm pure. Yeah. I deal with that issue every day. I said, Lord, what happened to me? But going back to what I was talking, I'm going to talk about regarding Kim Aaron and her advocacy for animals and particularly dogs. And there are some narratives say that white Bahamians, white people, care about animals more than they care about black people. I've had that conversation and concern before. I said, boy, y'all really do care about animals a lot, you know. And then I was reminded today that black people need to care more about themselves. I need to care more about myself. I don't need white Bahamians to care about me as a whole because I have a duty of care. We have a duty of care to make sure that we straight, we okay. But we have too many black Bahamians who don't care about themselves, but they want white people to care about them. Say, oh, y'all ain't include us. Y'all ain't include us. Learn to include yourself. I have another, there's a post about Exuma. Let me see if we can get to that. So basically, still the same thread of conversation. And it's an advocacy group. They hide behind Facebook posts. It's called Let's Fix Exuma and Ragged Island. It sounds political, eh? Because if they say, let's fix Exuma, I would understand. But let's fix Exuma and Ragged Island sound like a constituency to me. And in this post, Let's Fix Exuma and Ragged Island, the poster, who is anonymous, or who has come under the name Let's Fix Exuma and Ragged Island, says, in our opinion, Exuma is striving to walk in the footsteps of the South African regime under de Klerk. Here is a letter that was sent out to the banking public. After not one Scotia ATM is working except for the one at the location and RBC's ATM is down. This property is restricting the use of Scotia ATM to the general public as the growing economy, Exuma, is in trouble. Now let's read the letter. The letter is from Sandals, Emerald Bay, and Emerald Bay, the letterhead, right? Say ATM policy change effective Friday, August 14, 2026. So August 14, that's next week, right? Say 5 p.m. effective that day. It says, please be advised. Effective August 14, 2026 at 5 p.m., access to the ATM will be restricted to the below mentioned only. Sandals Emerald Bay team members, registered homeowners, registered homeowners guests, Grand Isle team members and guests, authorized contractors with contractor's ID, approved vendors. So access to the ATM will no longer be permitted for members of the general public or any unauthorized visitors. We appreciate your understanding and cooperation as we continue to enhance the safety and security of our community and assign management. And going back to the initial post, this is where I have people calling, calls coming in, but I was in the middle of the conversation where I was saying that we as Black people need to care more about ourselves. The private company has solicited the bank to have an ATM, banking facilities for their guests. They pay whatever fees to have this machine. By extension, by guests, they list who all is their guest. They said the guests will include employees, Sandals Emerald Bay team members. So employees who work there, the team members, can get access to this bank or the ATM. Said registered homeowners, which is either their guests, registered homeowners guests, right? Those people who are coming and visiting and paying whatever the fees is, they could do that. So Grand Isle team members, the employees again, and guests, authorized contractors, I guess people who don't work there, and you need to have a contractor ID, bring it up, and approve vendors. So vendors who are working, you know, shops and whatever it is there. And there's an up, and people are up in arms. And again, saying, you white people, they're always making a boogeyman, don't care about us Black people, right? And I'm saying, you don't care about yourself. We Black people don't care about ourselves, because you could write to the bank and say, we need more banking facilities. But you can't get mad at the private institution who's there and who has paid whatever fees when they evoked their right to say, man, too many of you are coming on our property just to use the ATM machine. And the ATM dollars is, especially it dispenses only US dollars, right? The ATM machine goes, the bank, the refill or the money inside it empties quicker than it should. Right? So you can understand that. So I want to put all that in juxtapose and had that conversation. It's unfortunate that we do have these conversations, but there are conversations, so we can hash these things out. We can hash these things out. We as Black people need to care more about ourselves. It was very unfortunate that a talk show host attempted to demonize Miss Kim Arner for her advocacy, hinting that, I guess they were trying to hint that she's racial, right? Bias against Black people, only care about dogs. And it's not that. She care about animals, and that's what she does. And I understand what she does. And I'm not mad at what she does. Now, if you want to talk about Black children and Black babies, let people like me, Black people, advocate for protecting our children, our elderly, right? And then there's a national umbrella where all Bahamians, Black, white, yellow, Chinese, need to protect and advocate for the protection of Bahamians in general, right? But you can't guilt trip people for taking care of your taking care of their particular constituency. I see this texter is being funny. It says, my brother, you are purple. Welcome to the team. I wish I was purple. I've seen purple. I'm blue-black, maybe. Definitely not purple, right? So did you hear Gabby's show yesterday? She traveled to Cat Island, Regatta. She listed power and water outages over the stay, sitting in the sun to wait for the plane, getting rained on, trying to seek shelter, a chair collapsing when a heavy German sat down. What we are doing, this, the Prime Minister's constituency for over 30 years, what we doing? He just given out stove and fridge so people could hail him for being nice, but ignoring the real needs, 30 years. Okay, no, I didn't hear Gabby's show yesterday, and I should have listened. She tends to have a really good show. Apparently, she traveled to Cat Island. Issues. And I have no problem with that. There are times we need to expose when things aren't working. And I see they are working on improving Cat Island Airport, because all of the Family Island Airport. I went to Long Island Airport, and I say, this is a room. There's no place to sit down. You got to sit outside. So I'm applaud any government who will be addressing these issues. And when it rains, yes, you'll be outside and you will get wet, right? But the people of Cat Island should have been advocating and complaining and agitating to help time. So it's not necessarily the issue of the Prime Minister or issue of the Member of Parliament. I find that behemoths don't demand service. Behemoths tolerate a lot, right? I complain a lot, text a lot. I agitate a lot. I take pictures and I say, this is what I want. This is how to get these things. And then I put my shoulder on the wheel and then try to solicit and get help to get the things that I sought after, right? Or I want. And that's where the people of Cat Island need to do. And if they don't want anything, they can get bad treatment. And if they get bad treatment, it is what it is. You get what you deserve. If you deserve more, ask for more. This text says, it was more than the airport. It was the entire experience. I've been to Cat Island. I've been to Fernandez Bay. I stayed with the owners there. I went there to do some kind of cultural thing there. And Cat Island beaches could rival Exuma beaches. It could rival Long Island beaches. I don't think we have any beach on New Providence that is as nice as Cat Island Beach. Right? It's unfortunate that there is a power generation, I call it power generation, problem throughout the Bahamas. Clearly, there's a problem that BPL needs to address, because it's not just New Providence, no. Like I said, in my history of going to Harbor Island, all 8 times I've been to Harbor Island, never have I seen Harbor Island with electricity. I've been there on the Bahingi, and I gone there, and every time I visited, lights off. I always laugh in that saying, how can lights always be off when I come on this island? Am I that unlucky? But they have a power generation problem there. And it seems that this problem is now permeating through to Exuma. Not least, I say in Exuma like I know Exuma. To Cat Island and thereabouts. So what do you need to do? We may need to partner with the foreign investors there and say, hey, none of y'all need to be off the grid. Y'all need to find out how y'all can't come on our grid at all. Some solar. And then these people want to be great community contributors, because that's part of their culture. In the United States, you'd have to give back to charities in order to get tax breaks. We need to implement that culture here, right? We need to demand of them, especially like going back to Bimini, the man of that big hotel there, say, we need help developing our nation, and you all have the money. We expect you all to help us. You don't got to help everybody. But these 3-4 houses, at least 2-4 houses every year, you all need help build and structure. So in 10, 20 years, we're not the same place. And the same thing with having electricity and generators and solar-powered equipment and by extension, firefighting equipment. Because I can't see how the big hotel there and the big hotel knows that Bimini has no fire engine, and they never said, okay, we can give you some supplies and just in case. They just ignore it, and the people never ask. That's a constituency problem. The people of Bimini fell short. The people of Acklands fall short. What do you mean have no big hotel like that? Right? Right? So we now need to now start speaking and partnering with people. Let's go to this caller right now. Guardian Radio AM caller, you're alive.
Good morning. How are you, my brother?
Doing well. It's open line today. So right now I'm just going through what's happening. What you say?
Nuri, a lot of the stuff you talked about just now has been ideas that the Haymans have been trying to get across to our governments. We give so much concessions to the foreign entities or the investors coming to this country. And yes, we may not understand all of the complexities or all of the hidden agreements that has been made upon assumptions, but we keep hearing about these concessions that is always passed out during the heads of agreement signing or whatever. The bottom line here is, you know, the major resorts, I for the life of me, and I said a couple of days ago, I can recall quite clearly in the early days of Bahama, for instance, where they wanted their own electrical grid, and they wanted to put that grid on the little key or little island on the outskirts off the hotel. And for the life of me, some of us who were airing for so long over the years, we tried to figure out why that was not given the go-ahead, because it would have definitely kept Bahama in particular off-grid. Same thing can be said for Atlantis. The same thing can be said for Bimini Resorts, Bimini, and so on and so forth. All of these, what we call mega resorts and everything, they should have at least had the ability to generate their own electricity, especially where ocean currents and so on and so forth. But they apparently, I don't know whether it's a cost analysis that stopped them from doing it, or whether it's from a governmental standpoint, they refuse to give them. You see, our grid cannot take any more. Now, fast forward now, we have almost a building boom now in our country again, where we see other communities are being constructed. Homes are going on the same dilapidated grid as people talk about. And still, the problems persist, but we are not hearing any tangible short-term. What are we going to do in order to alleviate the power issues that we have in this country? Now, it's out in New Providence. Now, we heard Cat Island was a bust yesterday with their homecoming the other day. We have one of the hosts of one of the shows here on Guardian yesterday talked about her experience in Cat Island. We know definitely about what's going on in Eleuthera. And you know, it just seems as if the powers that be have no real solution on how, or they act like they don't have no solutions on how we're going to fix this problem. But no investor is going to come into this country with this power issue that we have without either one demanding more from our government because of the heartaches and hardships they're going to receive, or two, they're not going to bring their business here. And, you know, it is just ludicrous that every year it seems to be getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And we talk about these things every day. It seems as if there's no true solution in this whole thing. I'll close on this one point because I know my diatribe tends to be long. You know, I am just flabbergasted. We talk about progress in this country, and we are not progressing. That we need to progress in order to move the country towards the full progress that we like to see in the country. And I'm not just putting it on this administration. I'm putting it on the last administration. I'm putting it on the administration before that one. We are not fixing the problems here in this country, and the Bahamians are continuing to suffer as a result. Well, thanks for taking my call, Nuri. I'll continue to listen.
It's always a pleasure, Jeff. In the Guardian, in the business section, it says, the headline says, Tchima seeks talk with government, BPL, BGC on power crisis, and they also plans to offer solutions. See, this is what we need. We need people with influence, with ideas, especially who have international exposure, to come and say, okay, you government, you don't have all the ideas, and what you're putting forward right now just frustrating us. Let me give you some solutions. Let me give you some solutions on what to do. I don't think enough Bahamians are doing that. I don't think enough Bahamians are doing that. We watch, and then we blame government after we watch. In regards to the hotels and power generations and having their own key, I think the issue then, if I remember correctly, was that BPL or BEC at the time was cash-strapped. And the idea of the major hotels not putting money into their coffers to invest in terms of renovations, if you take those hotels off the grid, that means there will be no type of innovation that PPL could do anytime soon because they don't have the money. Only the big hotels paying cash up front and paying all up front, everyone doing credit and paying small money. And we know that BPL need the technology. They know they need new transformers. And this is why you can't come off the grid. I know that the grid has some challenges, but in order for us to do some renovations and investments in infrastructure, we need you to be on the grid to pay some money so we can invest. And I hope that helps you, Jeff, to understand what happened. Right. Let's go to the caller, and I can read one text I saw on a post I saw on social media. And I think the text was being flippant, right? Because the text is an intellectual, and I responded to them flippantly too. But let's go to the caller, and I'll read that because it could be controversial. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live. Caller, you there? Caller, girl.
Nuri.
Go ahead, you live. Go ahead.
Nuri.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Firstly, I'm on Tuesday, so I want to apologize over the radio with something I'd said. I listened to the replay, and I think you might have taken it in the wrong way, what I was saying. But that is behind us now. But can I comment on this dog situation?
Go ahead, man.
This dog situation. The prison officer shot one dog after leaving a phone. Everybody was up in arms, up in arms, up in arms.
I was up in arms.
Five dogs attack a young boy.
Pit bulls. No, change the word. Five pit bulls. Say the word for pit bulls.
Five pit bulls then. Five vicious dogs attack a young man. That's five. Five dogs attack
pit bulls.
Pit bulls again. Two boards, Ali.
Pit bulls again. Pit bulls.
That's ten.
Pit bulls. Say
five
pit bulls.
And five is ten.
You gotta say pit bulls though.
Okay, pit bulls. Pit bulls are not stray dogs.
No.
Pit bulls are owned by some. 10 attack another man in Camp Road. That's 20 dogs altogether. 20. I heard one or two people making some things yesterday, saying one or two things about the little gentleman in Bimini. But one dog got shot. 20 dogs that attacked three people. And nothing is happening.
Now, hold on now. Let's respond. We have animal rights group here.
Yes,
who speak out for dogs that are being abused.
Hold on.
We have animal rights group. What type of groups? Repeat after me. Animal rights group. What is their job to talk about?
Hold on. Dog is not the only animal.
Yeah, but
what about them people who have them off?
Hold on. They speak with that too. I'm just trying to find out what is their job. Animal rights group job is to talk about what?
Supposed to be to talk about animals.
Okay, that's them. So we cannot criticize those people for doing what their job and mandate is. Now let's talk about human rights now.
Yeah.
Human rights and people, children being abused. Elderly being abused. We have groups for that. And if the groups for that aren't making any noise.
Okay.
You can't blame the animal rights group who's doing their job saying, okay, our group ain't doing nothing, but y'all should help us by saying something.
And I don't understand it. I try to sit down every day and try put my head around it. Okay, those pit bulls in Camp Road.
They say they ain't had no owners. They going through the police, going through there. They ask who owned this dog, and they say that's the community dog. They mix up.
So where the dog is now?
They it's a community dog. They're all over the place. They couldn't even find.
So why don't they sense the dog doesn't have no owner and they're vicious? Why they don't put them to sleep like how they put the five dogs in Bimini to sleep?
The dogs in Bimini had owners. The police going.
Yeah, but these dogs who are the owner, they're more vicious than the dog who are the owner because at least you know the charge.
And
these dogs,
you know who the
charge for them, so put them to sleep.
You know who to blame for that? The people of Camp Road, because they could go on and say, Member of Parliament, you need to find out who owned these dogs. But see the dog there? That one got to go. Nobody do that.
But then they had to pound people who pick up the dogs.
See,
and you call the pound people that's come get them?
The pound people that's come when they call, you're supposed to pay them too, by the way. They don't come necessarily come for free. You call and say, I have a dog to pick up, you need to pay a fee. Now, if the people in Camp Road want to pay the fee and say, come and pick up the dog, they can do that. But the people in Camp Road, lousy. Don't watch the call now. They're lousy.
All they need to go by environmental health and get a couple of them by the rat thing. And
The devil, Lord, rebuke this evil spirit from off of
me right now.
I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You can't be poisoning dogs. Lord, I evoke your spirit today to get these demonic forces out of here. The people who want poison the dog. You can't be poisoning dog, no matter how vicious it is. You can't. No, that's sinister. That's demonic. No, Lord, come and calm my spirit. The problem, this text here says, the problem is the people handed these, what post is that? That might not be a post. Let's go back to this. Mr. Nuri, could you please ask the member of parliament for Marathon why the garbage has not been collected in 3 weeks? In fuck the WhatsApp group. I'm not sure what would happen in Marathon, but our member of parliament is in each WhatsApp group. When our garbage is in pickup, we have one gentleman named, Mr. Newbowl. Mr. Newbowl is text and complain. I said, man, the garbage just got picked up 2 days ago. Why are you complaining? You need to inbox your MP. You can't be calling the radio station. If you call in the radio station, you don't have that communication with your MP. The problem is you. The problem is you. Because I would have gone to your office, her office is her. That's Lisa Raman. Knock, the garbage ain't get picked up. But since you want to come on the radio and text, am I to leave the garbage in front of the constituency office? Because that's my next step. I have, the last time I got to pick up, he gave me the number for the person who had the contract for the garbage. When the garbage didn't pick up, I just WhatsApp and say, Mr. Boss, I need the garbage pick up for the community. You need to work harder in getting these numbers, just like how I work hard to get that number for my community. Okay. Why you ain't read my text? PM Davis handed out a slew of no-bid contracts for energy and explosion after explosion. Never heard before. That's what the text says. I don't know the button by text. So. The problem is the people handed these no-bid contracts for energy supply. It cannot be that everywhere transformers keep exploding. I never hear disaster after disaster like this. You could imagine if BGC collapsed with their BTVI student workforce. What nonsense is this? We hand over our entire T&D network to BTVI student and we paying that fake company in the billions. I know, okay, Texter. First of all, I know we ain't paying no place billions of dollars. So I know you're talking fool. Next, BTVI is an accreditation in the Bahamas. To the famed BTVI students who graduated after doing all their process of going a degree is to defame University of the Bahamas and defame any and every school in the Bahamas and every institution. So you're talking foolishness, Dexter. I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to be political, but that don't make no sense. The people that get certified at BTVI, they're trained and qualified, especially internationally accredited. So you don't defame BTVI. I want my child to go to BTVI to get some credit. I won't take advantage of the free education. So no, Dexter. You too are vicious and of the devil. Morning, Mr. Nuri. The Haitians are the only nationality of people that I see fight to stay in other people's country but their own. Do you see what's happened? I don't care what happened in the United States, Texel. I don't care what is happening in the United States. It's an open line Wednesday, and you want to talk about what's happening in the United States instead of talking what's happening in the Bahamas. See, they don't want to leave and go home to build their own country. They are very bigoted and prideful. You have a Haitian problem, Texel. You Haitian on your mind. I mean, big day to talk about the Bahamas and issues we have here. And you want to talk about immigrants in the United States. I think the devil in you too, Texter. I just saying, this is demonic spirits passing today. You want to kill dogs, you know, poison them. Now you want to talk about immigrants who have nothing to do with the Bahamas. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all are peculiar. This is not ordinary talk conversation. This is not healthy. Something is wrong with y'all. So good morning, Mr. Nuri. Your caller just now is lost. Animal control have to catch those dogs, which is near impossible. The The guy and Bimini dogs were secured, but escaped and then secured. That is how they were so easily euthanized. And yes, thank you very much, Dexter. So in the last administration, the PM Davis tabled two bills for BGC, $300 million each. That, in addition to the millions they already get, that's a billion by my count. We need to do something with our grid. We need to do something with our grid. We need to improve our power generation, our transmission, and whatever it takes, I can support. I am hoping that the opposition, along with the educated populace of the Bahamas, continue to ask questions, and then hopefully we'll continue to get answers and understand exactly what is happening, right? But I don't try not to complain for complaining's sake, right? Let's go. Let me go to that text, not text, that Facebook post I thought was very humorous. Oh, God, the guest came off. Let me look for it again. There you go. I'm not going to say who the texter is, but it's worth reading. Okay, see more. The texter is a very prominent person. The Bahamas needs an official opposition that will use all of the tools available in our democracy to hold the government to account. Issuing press statements is not the only tool at its disposal. Mr. Pintad and his entire parliamentary team should immediately resign if they are unwilling to or unable to do so. They should allow others to do what they are not. Let's start all over again. Prominent person posted this. The Bahamas needs an official opposition that will use all of the tools available in our democracy to hold the government to account. Issuing press statements is not the only tool at its disposal. Mr. Pintad and his entire parliamentary team should immediately resign if they are unwilling or unable to do better. They should allow others to do what they are not. I responded to that text, right? I responded, I shall trump your conversation with this. At this present time, there are no competent Bahamian worth putting any type of confidence in to be the official opposition. I have yet to read any commentary from anyone thus far on social media worth listening to. The criticisms may be harsh, but this is factual. We have too many people speaking who just not have the wherewithal to lead or to contribute adequately to political diatribe. Mr. Pintar may be wanted, yet at this time, he is the best that the FMN has at this present time. The entire party has been garbage post-Ingram, and all of the sub-opposition groups, leaders, and membership proved to be excremental at best. I hope this helped with your search for better. Just wanted to respond to that particular sizing, right? But they have yet to come to the fore to put their shoulders to the wheel to do any better. If they could do better, they would have done it. But all they could do right now is to complain. Anyway, it's time to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. But you know, when it's 11:45, we talking about Island Game, right? We'll be right back.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust. Winning is a must. Go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air.
$1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games, brand new luggage from Brass and Leather, 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Sweet summer escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
As the summer days wind down, a new school year begins. Grab your checklist and head on over to Kelly's House and Home for their 20% off bag, except on net items now through September 2nd. They have everything you need like Toto, JanSport, and character backpacks, lunch boxes, composition books, pens, pencils, calculators, and more. Spend $50 or more on school supplies and you could win one of two gift baskets, bicycles, a laptop computer, or a Kelly's House and Home's back to school sale now through Tuesday, September 2nd.
Attention Island Game players. Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com. And welcome back to Island. Welcome back to Island Game. But Island Game is my sponsor, Percy's Island Game, and I'm always excited and delighted to read and to celebrate with them. It says, attention Island Game players, Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. Deposit 20 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. No, September 8th is soon here. So you need to hurry up to go and start that deposit. And apply now at theislandgame.com. If you wish to be a sponsor of the show, call in, man. Ask for April, right? She's my handler. And saying, April, same way how Nuri got to read and celebrating. Eh? I want that. I want that package. And we could do that. We could do that. What else I wanted to say? Because we have a few more moments, right, on this open lying Wednesday. This texter says, morning, CA. What that texter want them to do, let him explain, because he seems to be the smartest man in the country. So shake my head. Tell us what they are not doing. They tell us what you will do. He had nothing to say, if you ask me. That's the response to that reading I did earlier. This texter here says, I have no issue with the BTBI students. Students have their place. But would you go to the heart to have heart surgery with a medical student in charge? It is mind-boggling that we signed that 3 years later is staffed by students. It's highway robbery. Did Pike come here with a team of community college students? This deal needs to be taken in the backyard, thrown in the garbage bin, and destroyed with an illegal backyard garbage burning. And that's that text suggesting that they have some intel, inside information about the staff. After you graduate, you're not a student no more. No. You become a professional. So the former students of BTI, the qualified students of BTI, are now professionals and they're doing their job, right? Now, mind you, there's always time to complain, you know, but you come with facts. You come with, instead of opinions and emotions, you come with ideas on how we can improve the Bahamas. We need some intellectuals at R4. And even though we have some problems, because like I said, we've been having this debate on whether the Bahamas is a failed state or not. And of course, we concluded that it's not, by according to definitions. And a number of Bahamians have now bastardized the definitions. They want to sound global, to be global citizens, using all kind of words and vocabularies, but they quite frankly do not know how to use properly. And they come and doing sound bites and saying all kind of things and completely lost. And they are dumbing down the conversation. So we need people to research better. If you're going to use certain words, you got to know how to use it in the context of the conversation. Or don't use them at all. You come and say, well, I don't think things is right. Right? But before I go, I want to give a shout out to the various chambers of commerce who are attempting to do their part.
attempting to do their part. I think they need to be more vocal. I think they need to come up with ideas on what the government can do to improve the situation we're going through. But I'm glad, yeah, because we need some help. We need some help. And I want to give a shout out to the new owners of that salt company. What that salt company name? Morton's. I've been hearing some talk of what they're doing and what they plan to do, right? I see they're putting their monies where their mouth is in terms of trying to restructure, redevelop, give some donations, ideas for the people on San Salvador. They expand their footprint in terms of give back. I'm waiting to see it now. But I said, what are they doing? They're flying all over the Bahamas saying, okay, we want to adopt this. We plan to do that. So we need more corporate citizens to be vocal and intentional on how the Bahamas will benefit from them being here. You can't just be here to make millions and billions of dollars. You got to be here to help propel the Bahamas forward. Like I say that Adelaide Primary School, so close to what community, Albany, should be the best public school in the Bahamas. I don't see why it is needing supplies. Albany has billionaires there every day. And I can't just say, you just can't have them there sitting on their billions and not asking, does this school do not have the equipment it needs? Go ask them for the money. Tell them, the same way how your children are going to the boarding schools and have all these equipment, we want some of that. We want to be here, the best in the world and best and brightest in the world. We want to get some facilities that can help with that. Albany needs to do more. Life Aki needs to do more. Government needs to solicit. And the communities who live around there needs to write the executives and say, hey, we here. We here and we need some help and some ideas. Whatever expertise you have here, come in the community and talk to us. Let us embrace you because we need some help and we're tired living off scraps. We want more. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. You have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.